let's talk about Ebola next on Newsday, which has spread to a third province in the Democratic Republic of Congo in the past few days. But there is positive news in that doctors say they have successfully trialled medicines which have a very high chance of saving lives. More money is also going to tackle the epidemic, with the UK donating an extra £8 million, just under $10 million, for neighbouring countries such as Uganda, South Sudan, Burundi and Rwanda, as the likelihood of Ebola spreading to these countries is high. Let's speak live to Benjamin Black, who's a consultant obstetrician who's recently returned from Rwanda, where medical staff are preparing for a possible outbreak. Benjamin, good to have you with us on Newsday.
Good morning.
And we know that the Congolese city of Goma, where there have been cases of Ebola, is right up against the border with Rwanda. So how can some of that money be spent in Rwanda to help protect people there?
Sure. So as you said, Goma, which is a city of about 2 million people, is right up against Rwanda and next to another city called Gisenyi. And you're looking at about between 30 to 50,000 people crossing that border every day. So it's particularly high risk. And we have had several cases of Ebola in Goma. What the Rwandan government have been doing actually for over the last year already is preparing themselves for the possible spread from DRC into their country. And so the UK has been supporting the Rwandan Ministry of Health in screening at the border, so checking people coming across from Congo to see if they've got temperature, to see if they've got any signs or symptoms that might suggest Ebola, and also increasing the infection prevention and control. So that means making sure people are washing their hands and being given good quality health messaging about what to do if they were to start to feel unwell or have a fever, and where they can seek health assistance.
And that kind of screening on the border, would that pick up pretty much every case that might cross through that screening?
So unfortunately not. One of the great difficulties we have with Ebola is that quite often symptoms don't present as soon as someone's infected, so there's a time lag, and also that it presents in a very generic way, a bit like flu or malaria or many other general medical conditions. So a further wave of prevention that has been set up in Rwanda is focusing on health facilities themselves, where someone might later present if they were to fall ill once already inside the country. And so that means having similar measures at health centres, government hospitals, private hospitals, pharmacies, anywhere that someone might go to once they start to feel unwell, so that those cases could be picked up if they were already within the interior of the country, and also that then there's a smooth mechanism in place of what to do with that person, where to put them, how to treat them, how to test them, and how to move forward in making sure there's no further spread.
What was the state of awareness, of readiness amongst the Rwandans that you met? Were those messages already getting through?
Sure. So I was out there with UKMED, which is a medical humanitarian organisation which was supporting DFID. And we found that the Rwandans have already been spending a lot of time preparing themselves. And, you know, this outbreak's been going on for over a year now, so that should be expected. The knowledge was really very high. They had a very good, sensible idea of what Ebola would look like, how it's likely to come into the country, and what they would need to do to respond. And so really our role was just to support what they were already doing and helping them move forward in the next steps. For example, moving from a theoretical place to a more practical place through simulation exercises of you know, what would it look like if an Ebola patient or a suspected Ebola patient was to turn up at your hospital today and went through that as an exercise.
Benjamin, thanks very much indeed for explaining that and sharing your insights with us. Benjamin Black recently returned from working in Rwanda. Benjamin's a consultant obstetrician and he's been looking at the Ebola outbreak in DRC.
This is Newsday with Ben. Thanks, Ben. And Lawrence, we've got Matthew along in just a moment with the sport. Quick reminder of the headlines, as we've been talking about on this programme, the Iranian oil tank